Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Yes, I know. Take a breathe deep. We're working on it right now. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's all good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you do need to be part of the solution. So, you know, it's amazing. You can listen to me. You can listen to a dozen other people. You got to get information. You have to make sure that you know. Really, you have your facts in order. Let's put it that way. Before you start spewing stuff all over the place. We want to hit them with fact that knocks them out. And don't let them. I'm starting off this way because I had somebody try to do this to me the other day, and I thought it was great. Because it was so perfect. I say it all the time because I know it's true. So, this is great. So, what ends up happening is they end up trying to drag you all over the place, right? And don't let them. Pull them back. Say, no. Let's finish with the conversation about the vaccine. Then we'll talk about the other stuff. That makes them crazy. They don't even know what to do with themselves at that point. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Say it will be on, excuse me, Mr. Evans Say It will be joining me after the break. I know you guys love him. I haven't had him on in a while. I love having these guys on. But I haven't had him on in a bit. And it was funny, we were talking today with whether the fighting, the whatever, is going to heat up now when it comes to coming after conservatives. Now, I can tell you guys something. It sounds like I've given up on Trump, but I haven't. I don't believe it's done yet. And I still, yes, hold on to the mindset, to the thought that he will be the president. He will be sworn in on the 20th. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm allowed to have those moments, you know. At least, that's what they tell me. But seriously, in all seriousness, that means, as we heard earlier, you have got to get on legislators. Right? In the states that you live in. If you live in some of those states where you know, there's an issue with the Electoral College. You've got to get on your legislators to make sure that they get the information they need to actually make the decisions they need to make. We've let this, God bless, we have let this go on way too long. We have allowed them to get away with this way too long. And maybe next time, I don't know where some of you come from. Some of you, you're like, okay, what am I going to, and I get the email, so I know this is true. What are we going to do now? We did what you said. We went out. We helped get ballots together, and look, we still lost. They still took us to the cleaners. No, they didn't. They cheated. Do you understand? They cheated. And if the only way they can win is to cheat, they're going to fall on their face eventually. There's no way they can keep this up. So not to be rude, but let's help them get there faster. You know what I mean? Keep the pressure on them. Force them to make mistakes. Force them to be stupid. Well, you can't force them to be stupid. I would say, let's force them to have their stupid shine. How do you think of that? Or what do you think of that? Right? I'll give you a couple of minute update, because some of you know about it. Some of the OGs know about this. The Katie Hill saga continues. Apparently, she has now filed a lawsuit, and I can't get into detail with it, obviously, yet. But she has filed a lawsuit and named me in the lawsuit for distributing pornographic pictures of her, which is just a flat-out lie. You know, it's really, first of all, if that's porn, that's sad. It's just amazing. But number two, I never did it. But they don't care about that. That doesn't matter. They just looking to ruin people's lives. She's looking to become relevant again. She's got a book that flatlined. She's got to figure out what to do with all that money she got from Congress. Right? With the money that was in her campaign account. She's got a lot of work to do. And the only way she's going to do it is to keep herself relevant. Keep her name up on Twitter and other places. But the problem is, see, they get funded big time. I'm not asking you for money. I'm just telling you, they get funded big time in these situations. Right? The Democrats and others along those lines, they'll throw all kinds of money at her to protect her in one way, shape, manner, or form, and have already. But we conservatives don't do that. We figure that right will prevail anyway, no matter what. But it doesn't work that way anymore. We will prevail eventually, yeah. Right always prevails eventually. But it costs money, takes away from your daily job, you know, that kind of thing, takes away from you, takes resources away from your family, to fight a lie. That's what President Trump did for 4 years. Gave up a big portion of his dollars, a big portion of his fortune, to serve this country, and then get taken to the cleaners. How cool is that? And, you know, I'm not being funny, I'm being serious. Think about what that man went through. It's not cool. It's not right. It's not fair. And it sure as heck is not the American way. Not how we think. Not how we, or shouldn't be anyway, how we operate. So much in your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, including Evan Say It. You don't want to miss him. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Well, you have to admit that's pretty rich coming from her, huh? Show with Steve, your host. It's the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be involved. Don't be stupid. You know, really, truly, just get informed. It's what makes us all look better, feel smarter. And we are back at it again with one of the, really, I have so much fun when he's on. I need to have him on more often, and he's one of the... I'll say he's one of the smartest guys I know because my dad listens to the show and I don't want him slapping me around later on. Evan Sayet joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me. He's an author, a writer, a speaker. He's a great author. And I'm not just saying that because he's on the phone and that he's going to send me a check, but he is a great author. His latest book, Woke Supremacy, an Anti-Socialist Manifesto, Evan, say it. Thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, don't you love how I always trip over my words, too? I've known you forever, but I can never get it out properly. That's because I'm so excited. Anyway.
Well, and I get a kick out of it every time, so I'm wondering, is he going to get it right this time?
Oh, no. You know, they take bets on that in Vegas when you're on the show. Really, seriously. And it pays well. So...
I know. I actually have the under with you. How many words into the introduction do you get until you get it wrong? There's an over under here in
Vegas.
Well,
you know what?
And, I take the under.
So hey, listen. But speaking about bookies and bets, Vegas is taking bets right now as to whether Joe Biden is going to be sworn in, whether Melania and Donald are going to be married, they're going to go through a divorce here shortly, that kind of thing. I'm a Made. They'll bet on anything there in Vegas, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. What they lay out is not just sports. It's not just the things you would think. They will almost literally bet on anything that you can wager on.
I just think that's amazing. And nothing is sacred. It's just amazing to me. Anyhow, hey, some real serious stuff going on right now, and we'll get to the relief bill or the relief joke in a few minutes. But let me just ask you some of the obvious questions. Should Trump concede?
No, there's absolutely no way Trump should concede. Now, that's a different question of whether he should leave office come January 20th. And that, I don't know what he's going to do, because I don't know that our country's ever been there before. I don't know where it falls constitutionally, and once there's a constitutional question about it, there's a question about how does the military respond? How does the police respond? You know, if they're being given a lawful order, then they follow that lawful order. But what is lawful these days?
Well,
you know, it's just impossible to know that. And anybody who says they do is just making it up.
Well, I'm just going to be I'm going to try to be funny about it, but I'm sure you won't laugh. I mean, you and I both grew up in areas that had heavy mafia influences in them, and I love these what I call these WASPs, these white Anglo-Saxon Protestant white folks who think that they wouldn't cheat. Nobody would steal. Nobody would take a vote. I mean, none of this stuff is going on. I'm going, are you for real? You're exactly the person when I was a teenager growing up in Boston I wanted to meet, you know?
Except I don't know how many people are really that Pollyanna-ish and how many people know that it was stolen but just don't care. You know, and,
really?
And that's somewhat on both sides of the aisle, sadly. But, you know, it's like the people in the Democratic Party. Of course Kavanaugh didn't commit sexual assault. Of course he didn't. Of course that phone call that the president had with the Ukraine was absolutely perfect. Of course they impeached him over Bogo, over nothing. Of course the Russian collusion and the dossier were crap. Of course they were, but they just don't care, because to the people on the left, the only thing that matters is winning. They are so confident in their, not just rightness, but moral supremacy. You know, it's why my book's called The Woke Supremacy. And in a supremacy, nothing matters except the victory of the supremacy. You know, just like in the old South, nothing really mattered except white supremacy. Just like in Nazi Germany, nothing really mattered except Aryan supremacy. Nothing matters to the people in the Democratic Party except the woke supremacy.
That's so scary, Evan. And it's true. It's true. I agree with you. But it's so scary, because I've been telling people that for even the last couple of weeks, where people keep calling me and say, why are they doing this? I said, for them, it's all about power and money. They could care less about this country. They could care less about Americans as a whole. The bottom line was, whatever they could think about what they've been doing for decades to dumb down our young people and to make it so easy for them. To take over.
Well,
and
the line in my book about them dumbing down education and leaving people quite literally stupid is if this socialist movement is to succeed and have their useful idiots, what better way to fill their ranks than to create idiots? It is actually their goal in the universities and the schools to create stupid people, specifically because then they become their useful idiots.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is crazy. This is going somewhere to happen. But you said something that kind of, it kind of hits me like a red hot poker, like it does other people, I'm sure. You're right. People don't care anymore, but do they not care because they don't feel like no matter what they do, they can't win? No matter what they do, their vote doesn't count or they don't matter? Have we gotten to that point?
No, not at all. In fact, if you look at the actual numbers, Donald Trump drew an incredible outpouring of support. People went out and supported. People went out to his events. People absolutely cared, and they voted as if they cared. And Donald Trump won in the landslide because they cared. It's the people, the elite, the people who run the media, who don't care about the truth. You know, what I say is that a leftist journalist is a leftist. He's not a journalist. A leftist academic is a leftist. He's not an academic. A leftist entertainer is a leftist. He's not an entertainer. And it's those people who don't care about the truth because they are so convinced of their supremacy that their only purpose is to deny the lesser, those I call the other. You know, in Nazi Germany, the other were the Jews. In the Democratic Party Old South, Democratic Party run Old South, the other were the blacks. Well, today in America, the other are the working class people. They are the Christians and the Jews, the Judeo-Christian folks. They are the Americans, the people who love America. The woke supremacy, like all socialist movements, and actually like all supremacist movements, is a globalist movement. And they think that they are citizens of the world, not citizens of the United States. And their goal is the same goal that socialism has had from the day it was founded. You know, the most basic premise in my book is that 100 years ago, three things happened almost simultaneously.
Hold on. We got to go. Capitalism. We're both there. Joe Mesiti, your host. Don't go far. He's going to tell us what happened 100 years ago. Seriously. Joe Mesiti, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has issued a number of pardons, including one for a former advisor charged in the Robert Mueller investigation. George Papadopoulos spent 2 weeks in jail after pleading guilty to making false statements to the FBI about contacts who claimed to have access to top Russian officials. Two former Republican congressmen are also among the 15 people who received full pardons Tuesday. Former California Representative Duncan Hunter and former New York Representative Chris Collins had both been convicted of financial crimes. And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has tested positive for coronavirus. McMaster is reportedly receiving an outpatient antibody treatment after experiencing mild symptoms of the disease. McMaster is the latest official from South Carolina to test positive for the virus. Lieutenant Governor Pam Yvette, as well as Congressman Joe Cunningham and Tom Rice, have also recently contracted the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look at my good buddy. Guy that, well, I think he loves the show. But always love having him on the show. Because, you know, listen, I try to get really good guests on the show. I consider this guy great. And you have to pay attention to keep up with him. Because he goes at 100 miles an hour. Anyway, Evan Sayed joins me. We're back at it. Always appreciate my time with Evan Sayed, who joins me now. Now, look, head over to Amazon. He's got a bunch of books over there, and I do mean a bunch. Woke Supremacy and Anti-Socialist Manifesto. You can pick it up there easy. And while you look at it's the holiday season. Buy yourself something. Make yourself feel better. Kindergarten of Eden, another great book of his at Apocalypse Now, his most recent. And head over to Amazon. Pick them all up. Get them now. I'll wait. Go ahead. Let me give me your receipt number so I know you actually did it. Anyhow, Evan Sayed joins me. I always love when he's on with me. And Evan, hey, thanks for being with me, and let's pick up where we left off.
Sure, and let me just say something about the woke supremacy. You know, I say that I'm in the conservative thought industry because I deliver my conservative thoughts in so many different ways that I can't just say I'm a radio talk show host or I'm an author or I'm a speech writer or I'm a lecturer. Right. I'm in the conservative thought industry. And of all the ways that I deliver my thoughts, writing a book is probably my least favorite. It's the most time-consuming. It's something that is just so intensive. But this book had to be written. And I'm not the only one who's about to say what I'm about to say, but I truly believe it's the most important book of our time. And the reason is, when I was sitting home during the pandemic and the riots broke out, and I'm watching them on television, and I'm listening to the pundits, and I'm listening to the politicians, and I'm even listening to some of the participants, and nobody knew who the woke are, who they are, where they came from, what they want, what they're willing to do to get it, and Joe, the horror that is likely to befall humanity if they were to somehow win. And so I wrote the book, The Woke Supremacy, and it starts with the premise, the recognition that about exactly 100 years ago, almost exactly 100 years ago, three things happened almost simultaneously that created the modern world. The first was World War I, which left the most advanced cultures in all of human history decimated. financially, economically, financially, physically, actually physically decimated. And because of that stupid war and their inability to extricate themselves from it, that form of governance was no longer seen as viable.
Mm-hmm.
Just then, two never-before-seen systems of governance burst onto the world stage. One was socialism. With the Russian Revolution, Marx's theory went into practice for the very first time with the Russian Revolution. At the same time, American nationalism, modern nationalism, came onto the world stage when America became a power. And for the past 100 years, these two systems of governance, socialism and nationalism, have been at war with each other. And when we beat the German socialists, and then when the Soviet socialists collapsed, people thought that the fight had been won. You know, that socialism was on the ash heap of history, as Ronald Reagan said. You know, a guy named Francis Fukuyama, one of the great political philosophers, said that it was the end of history, in that man had finally found the best form of governance in modern nationalism, our form of nationalism. Socialism is back now, and it is exactly the same system that Hitler employed, that Stalin employed, that Mao employed, that Lenin employed, and it's once again at war against America. And this maybe we call it the culture war, not the Cold War. We don't call it World War. This is the culture war. But it is in every single way an extension of the same war that we fought against Hitler, that we fought against Stalin, that we fought against Mao, that we fought in Vietnam, that we fought against in Korea. It's the same fight. And if we lose this time, it would be just as bad as if Hitler had won.
Yeah, well, to your point, though, I mean, our children and even adults, for that matter, Evan, I mean, they're so ignorant to history. They're so ignorant as to what got us here or what put us in this position. It would be very easy for these people left to actually get back in there. You know what I'm saying? To make it happen
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. But the other thing that makes it easy is the mistake people make in thinking that socialism is an ideology. It's not. It's a system of governance that any number of ideologies can employ. So Marxism wasn't Leninism. Leninism wasn't Stalinism. Stalinism wasn't Maoism. Maoism wasn't Hitlerism. And Hitlerism isn't Ocasio-Cortezism. They're different isms, but they all have several things in common. And, you know, it's hard for people when you compare our friends and our neighbors and our colleagues and our representatives in Washington to Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. So let's compare them to the nicest socialist that ever lived, John Lennon. By the way, Lennon wasn't really a socialist, quite the opposite. But the protagonist of his song, Imagine, was a socialist. And he lays out the three requisites for paradise, for the perfect world that he imagined. Now, keep in mind, every other socialist imagined a perfect world. Hitler imagined a perfect world. The world that he wanted to create was the perfect world of his imagination.
Wow.
Right? Stalin and Marx, they wanted to create a workers' paradise. Right? Mao wanted to create the perfect world of his imagination. So what the perfect world that today's Democrats want to create may be different than the one Hitler, Stalin, and Mao imagined. But they all imagined the perfect world. And they all have the same three requisites. Right? Again, this is the nicest guy in the world, John Lennon, is that there be no countries, no religions, and no personal possessions.
Yeah. Wow.
One. Yeah. Yeah. And the reason that always leads to authoritarian and totalitarianism is because without personal possessions, the individual doesn't have the resources to stand up to an oppressive government. This is why Democrats always want to take our money, take our guns, take our property, take our things. It's so that we can't stand up to their power.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Without personal possessions, you can't stand up to an oppressive government. Without nations, there are no other countries or armies to stand up to the globalist leader. And without religion, there's no higher moral calling to countermand the dictates of the globalist leader. So even the perfect world John Lennon imagined had to be an authoritarian, totalitarian, globalist ideology. So was Hitler's, so was Mao's, you know, so was Stalin, so was Marx. You know, there's a great payoff in Lenin's song. The great promise that he makes is once they found a way to get rid of all the people who believe in the roots, right to the fruits of their own labor, and they get rid of all the people who believe in the rights of national sovereignty, and they get rid of all the people who believe in God, once they've gotten rid of all the other people, that's when all the people will live as one. That's what he wants you to imagine. Imagine all the people living as one. Well, one last point. Hitler wanted all the people to live as one. It was just a different one than the Democrats want. Mao wanted all the people to live as one. It was just a different one. Stalin wanted all the people to live as one. It was just a different one. So there really is this. The only difference is who the others are in this latest socialist movement. And unfortunately, Joe, you and me and everybody who loves America are the other. We're the ones who need to be vanquished for them to then create the perfect world of their imagination.
The I got so many questions to ask you. Gonna have to wait till we come back from the break, though. Joe Mancini, your host, Evan Sayetz with me. He is not going anywhere. I've got him locked in a secret room. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You know, it's really funny when you with Evan. I love Evan, and a lot of you. He talks pretty quick, doesn't he? He talks faster than I do, which is pretty bad. But he thinks this stuff through so well, and he makes so many great points. And I'm not, you know. He's a friend. We've grown to be friends over the years. He is one of the... I got to tell you guys, someday I'll do a story on the conservative movement in this business. And there's a lot of people that I have touched base with over the years that well, I have helped or we've worked together, what have you, gone. We don't support each other. It's terrible. It really is terrible. But he's one of the ones that has hung out anything he could do. Any connection he can make, he's made it for me. So I got to give the guy a lot of love, a lot of kudos. Anyway, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live. Take the poll. Watch you can do up there. And when we come back, we'll finish up with Evan. He's still got a lot more to say. And during the break, I know that you will have enough time to actually go buy a couple of books of his. Amazon.com. Looking for Evan Sayetz. It won't kill you. It's good. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Some messed up white people. We are back. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, a lot going on. Pay attention. Truly, there is a lot going on. You listen to what people are saying, how they key it up, and how they say it. Right now,
we're back at it. One of my favorite people to have on the show. I got Evan Say It on with me, and I always appreciate his time with me. You know, he's a speaker and an author. Just, you know, you got to head over to Amazon.com. I hate promoting them. I just don't even like those people. But you got to head over there. They've got his books over there. You know, The Woke Supremacy, The Kindergarten of Eden, Apocalypse Now. I mean, just go over there. If you can't spell Evan Say It, you probably shouldn't be driving either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just go over there, check it out, and grab his books. Evan, love having you on the show, man. I really do. And you got all these questions that start piling up when you're here. We need like 5 hours. It's one of the things I keep saying. You talked about it a minute ago. God scares these people, doesn't it? Religion / God scares these socialists, doesn't it?
Well, look, in any totalitarian ideology, you can't have a God, because a God will have more power than whoever the dictator is or whoever the government is. It's specifically why they don't want, you know, one of the reasons that the left always hates Jews is because in the Ten Commandments,
the very first commandment, at least in the Jewish Bible, is that thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a socialist movement, the government and the dictator is God. And therefore, they can't have both. You know, they can't have anything that countermands or threatens their dictates. An individual with resources threatens their dictates. A government, another nation with armies, threatens their dictates. Well, a god threatens their dictates, because if somebody dictates to you to do something that's immoral and against your religion, you probably won't do it. And therefore, they have to eliminate the more powerful thing that threatens their regime. God threatens socialist regimes.
Yeah, I mean, you have a higher power to answer to. Look, with everything you've been talking about, these are not stupid people. Some of these people we're talking about that are actually out there, advocating, if you would, for socialism. But they've seen the destruction in the past. They know the history. They know this can't win. They know the American people are a different breed as a whole. Don't they see the destruction ahead, or are they just so full of themselves they can't see any of this?
Well, it's twofold. One, again, remember, socialism is a system. And when these socialists look at the past, they say the problem with the past wasn't the system, it was the ideology. So if only they could recreate the system Hitler used, but with their really nice ideology, then this time the socialism not only will work, but it's required, it's necessary, because now that they have actually conjured the perfect ideology. See, every other one thought that they'd come up with the perfect ideology. You know, get rid of all the non-Aryans and the world will be perfect. Get rid of all the capitalists, the bourgeoisie, and the world will be perfect. Well, today's Democrats say get rid of all of us, right? All the people who have higher values, and the world will be perfect. So they don't think that the system is the problem. They think the ideology, and they think that this time they really have. They've conjured the perfect ideology. And since it's the perfect ideology, of course it should be global, to share the joys with all the world and to make sure there are no other nations that could stand up to them, because those other nations might undermine their perfect ideology, might undermine their perfect world. And so, of course, they should have all the money and the power so they can perfectly administer their perfect ideology. They think that they have found the perfect ideology. And that, by the way, is the subject of my original book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, what their new and perfect ideology is. But the second part of it is, in supremacist movements, typically only about 10% of the people really buy into the movement. You know, in the Democratic Party controlled South, only about 10% of the people were members of the KKK. In Nazi Germany, only about 10% of the people were really Nazis. The rest were just so steeped in, so surrounded by the orthodoxies of the supremacy that they never gave those things another thought. They didn't really think about whether Jews were vermin. That was just what they were told. That's what they learned in school. That's what they heard on the radio. That's what they saw on TV. And they never gave it a moment's thought. And I'll give you an example. Again, one of the nicest guys in the world, and you know me, anybody who knows me knows what a big fan I am of his body of work. Right, so Bruce Springsteen writes a song about the Vietnam War. And he offers a line, got in a little hometown jam, so they stuck a rifle in my hand, sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. In other words, the cause of the Vietnam War is that Americans are racist. That's a pretty harsh thing to accuse your nation and your fellow Americans of being. And it's so clearly not true that if Springsteen had taken even a moment, even a second, to question the narratives that he was taught and surrounded by, that America's racist, he would have known it wasn't true. Because, Joe, no matter how stupid Springsteen may or may not be, he had to have known that, yes, the people of North Vietnam had yellow skin. But so too did the people of South Vietnam with whom we were fighting. It's not that he thought about it and he knows that America... 90% of the people who support the Democratic Party do so because they've been so surrounded in the schools, on TV, you know, in the news, in their communities, even in their churches and temples now, by the narrative that they accept it without giving it a moment's thought, which is why I actually had a T-shirt printed a few years back that said, the first time you think is the last time you're a Democrat.
I listen to this stuff and I listen to the direction they're going in. We only have a couple minutes left, but the biggest difference between Republicans and Democrats, or right and left, however you want to parse them out there, the Democrats are in this for the long term. This is, to your point, an ideology slash religion to them. And they will hang it out. They will wait it out. They will do what they need to do. We don't. We show up to the game relatively soon, and we think we're going to pull it off.
Well, this is addressed in the woke supremacy as well, because in a supremacist movement, the only thing that matters is the supremacy. To you and me, we have other things in our lives. We have family. We have community. We have civic responsibilities. We have church. We have Little League. We have businesses. We have other things to do with our lives, whereas the only thing that makes a woke supremacist is the fact that he's a woke supremacist. Woke supremacists don't have a commonality of any other thing except their hatred of the other. And so they are dedicated to it the way that you and I are dedicated to family. You know what? They will end their relationships with their family if they find out that a member isn't woke. They will end their relationships with their church, with their business partners, with others, if they find out that other person isn't woke. Wokeism is the old, just like Aryanism was the only thing that matters, just like white supremacy was the only thing that mattered in the old South, the only thing that matters to the Democrat of today is to advance the woke supremacy. They have nothing else in their lives. I know that's hard to believe in a 20-minute radio interview, but I explain it, I prove it, I render it undeniable in the woke supremacy and anti-socialist manifesto, which every one of your listeners is going to go buy right now.
If they were paying attention, they should have bought it in the last break, but they don't always pay attention to me, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I told them. That's what I told them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're much more authoritative than I am. I got it. So, again, let people know where to get more information about you. I know they can go to evansayit.com, but is there other places you'd like them to go to get your books and other things?
Yeah, well, always. EvanSayIt.com is a good place to start for everything and anything Evan Sayit. But Amazon certainly has my books, and I hate that I give them some of my money. But you know what? That's how the books get out there. I can cut off my nose to spite my face. But the truth is, I price these books so low because I want this book. I wrote it to be the common sense of this revolutionary war. The book that gives the moral clarity and the clarion call, because this is the fight, not of our lives, I think of our children's and our grandchildren's lives.
All right, look, always a pleasure to have you on. One last question, it's going to make you crazy, because I'm only going to give you like a minute to answer it, and that is, are we going to see a civil war?
I have no doubt we're going to see a civil war. The question is, what kind of war is it going to be? You know, every war has been fought differently. The Marxists tried to bring communism to Russia through revolution. The Nazis tried to bring it through the world through invasion. The Soviets tried to do it through proxy and through attrition. And the Democrats are trying to do it through undermining and sabotaging our culture. Is it going to be a hot war? I suspect it will become bloodier in the next couple of months. And I think you need to be prepared for that.
I'm on the same page as you, and it's sad to say, and maybe this is what it'll take for the Dems to figure out we're serious about what we would do. Hey, God bless you, Evan. Thanks for what you're doing, and look, I hope you had a great Hanukkah and a great Christmas. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I hope you will, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You got me for the next hour. I'm it. Deal with it. We'll be right back.